Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of April 2017, and this is the 571st Mole Out Loud podcast. It's an absolutely beautiful day today. It was 3 degrees when I set out, and the sun is shining. Everything is sort of crisp and glistening in the sun. And so I had to come up to Knocklofty. I have to go to the shop again, so I'm doing this long way round to get to the shop. I mean, really, it's a crazy way of going to the shop. Crazy in one sense, but very, very much the right thing to do in another. I can just see through the trees the water of the estuary, the Derwent Estuary. Everything looks so calm at the moment and bright blue. Although I can see it, I can't really take a photograph of it because of the trees in front of it. And I always find it really interesting how one's eyes can disappear the trees just like that if you're trying to look at something. But the camera won't do that. So I'm just going to have to describe those things to you in the way my mind can read the landscape rather than what is actually there in front of me. I'm feeling a bit that way about my writing as well, only I'm seeing what's there, and so I'm being like a camera, and I can't quite seem to manage to see it with the blanking out of the unnecessary paraphernalia. Not that trees are unnecessary paraphernalia, but anything that is in the way of the main story or scene is at the moment is going to be paraphernalia for me, which my writing is full of paraphernalia, and I would love to have, or maybe not would love to have, but hope to develop the skills to be able to see through the things that are unnecessary and to the main object. So this is my main goal at the moment in my writing. Gosh, it's so bright that I can hardly see the sun, because the sun is so low at the moment. It's kind of just about at eye height, but it should be better when I go around the corner. I'm very tempted to go right up, but that would take me away from the shop again. And one of the other things I really need to do is keep myself to the timetable I've set for my writing. Otherwise, the morning disappears. And although I've been working in the afternoon, some of my afternoons have become very short as well, like having to do something else at 3:30 or 4 doesn't give me much time. So I'm just farewelling the lovely turn off to the zigzag track up there. If it's going to be like this for more days, I'm not sure that it is actually, then I'll allow myself on Saturday to go the whole hog. It's amazing, my leg, which has been giving me the jip for over a year, and when I went to have it x-rayed a couple of weeks ago, and ever since the x-ray it has felt much better. And even though I now know from the results of the x-rays that it's in fact not that good, it still seems to be much better than it was before the x-ray. So I'm very, very pleased about that. So, I mean, I really did on occasion go up and do the loop, not very often, but I always really had to pay for it. And now I feel much more limber. I should touch the wood of those trees that I so maligned a moment ago as I say this. So yes, I am grabbing hold of a, what is it? It's a wattle tree. Thank you, wattle tree. It's the other thing that they've done recently is they've changed the bus timetables, which means that not only the bus is much less frequent to my neck of the woods, or from my neck of the woods, they're the same coming, no they're not, they're less in both directions, but they've also changed the route, and the route of every second bus on the old timetable used to take you up to the start of the what I would call the second level of the Knocklofty. So you could come in and you could do a not so steep walk if you got off the bus at the top. And one of the things I used to do was, when I'd been in town, would be to get the bus up to that point and then walk through Knocklofty and home, but they've stopped that, and so there's quite a long hike to get to that entry. And I've always had this reserve in my mind. My sort of plan B was that if I wasn't able to walk up that hill, that I would always have the bus. So that's a bit of a pity, but I don't need to worry about it less yet. And maybe by the time that I do, there'll be a completely different bus timetable. I really feel as if I need this place for my soul. It's funny how it's not at all picturesque in a European kind of a way. It's not at all photogenic, but I think part of it is the smell of the eucalypt. It's very invigorating and restorative. Apart from me nattering on, it's very, very quiet. I can't imagine why not everybody is out here. I wonder what it's like with you, whether it's a glorious day or whether it's not so glorious. I know spring in the northern hemisphere and autumn in the southern hemisphere are a bit unpredictable. The beautiful days, absolutely beautiful, and with quite a lot of heat in the sun, but other days giving us a taste of, well, in the southern hemisphere, giving us a taste of some of the grey winteriness, and harking back to winter in the northern hemisphere. For me, it is the beginning of the best season. This is my favourite time of year, and I think April, May and June are my best times. Really, really lovely. I'm heading to the shop because I've been issued with a very unexpected invitation. I think I will write about it sometime, so I won't go into it at the moment. But I'm slightly daunted by it, and it's a dinner, and I thought at first that I would take a bottle of wine, but the history of this particular surprise is that there was a very good bottle of wine involved, and I can't possibly emulate it, so I'm heading off to get some salad ingredients, although I must say 3 degrees doesn't really augur well for salads, but I'm sure where I'm going will be adequately heated, unlike my place. And just see if I can do as well as I can with a salad. I know it's not quite the same thing. So it'll be an interesting evening during which I shall be required to speak French, which is not a language I have much fluency in. In fact, I don't think I could do anything outside present tense. And it's going to be a challenge. And speaking it is a lot easier than actually understanding what anyone's saying to me. So it'll be very interesting, and it'll be a challenge, and something pretty much outside my comfort zone, and exciting to be moved outside my comfort zone. That begins to sound as if I'm talking about a romantic dinner, and I have to hasten to say that that isn't the case. Just a very, very strange coincidence. I'm coming towards the end of the knock lofty bit. There's a very, very steep hill. Which is much better today because it rained last night, snowed on Mount Wellington, and there's sort of this, they I don't know why, but they seem to cover the paths with a sort of scree, which is guaranteed to guaranteed to make you skid. And unless it's wet, in which case you can kind of get a bit of a grip on the earth beneath. So I'm grateful for that rain snow. I wonder what you're doing today. I wonder whether you can see the wood for the trees in whatever it is you're doing, or the scene for the trees in this case. So it's not quite the same. The scene for the trees is sort of obliterating those trees. The trees get a very bad deal, don't they? So you're obliterating the trees in one case to be able to see beyond the trees. Through the skin, and when you're not being able to see the wood for the trees, it's more of an overview of getting an overview rather than the immediate scene in front of you. I'm not sure whether I've really thought that through properly. Maybe they are the same thing, but they don't feel like the same thing, so I'm going to have to ponder about that. Anyway, I wish clarity for you in whatever you're doing, it's the clarity of today is actually really what I want to have to symbolise my writing day. And I wish that for you. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I'm going to finish now. I might see if I can take a picture from here, in fact, to go with the podcast. And I really look forward to seeing you on Saturday, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is Mole Day. Take care and goodbye.